Say it again.
You like how your voice sounds?
No, not right now. Okay, the homework for today was pretty simple. Three parts. Steve will specifically identify the people he's going to cover. I got an email from you, Steve. I've gone through it, got some thoughts on that. Sam and Wilson will do the same. And then Sam and Wilson will each have at least one call with the people they are going to specifically have specific responsibility for. So let's start there. Sam, Wilson, have each of you had a call?
Yes. I think I've had two.
Okay. Sam, tell me how those calls went. Is there anything you need to change with those calls?
Three? I'd say two went very well. I've been involved in those relationships since the beginning. So they know who I am. It was relatively easy, business as usual. One of the calls is that a butler, Mazzolini?
No, he refers.
He refers. That call was a little more difficult in that I got some pushback from them. I don't think they were necessarily entirely comfortable with me running the call without Steve. I think to them, I'm the new guy. They obviously have a great relationship with Steve. They refer a couple clients a year. And I did send some pushback there. So I spoke with Steve about it. He gave them a subsequent call. And so that one was a little more difficult.
So, Steve, when you made that call, what did the people say to you? What did you say to them?
Well, I explained that Sam is on our team. He is managing the investments. He clearly would not have the 4 years or 5 years or 3 years of history that we would have. But his answers were right on the money, which they were. And Sam and I have different personalities. And, you know, mine's really good. And I was able to mollify any concerns. And the process, I think, is just they do refer. So let's go have lunch with them and further acquaint them to the team concept.
All right. What I'd recommend is for you to lob a call into after Sam has had responsibility for them. Just take their temperature, tell them, you know, hug them, and I think you'll probably be where you need to be.
Okay, so then it sounds like we just need a small project for Sam to do with them.
Say it again.
Having a small project for him to follow up on would give them
yep.
a sense that he is a piece of the equation.
Yeah.
Which I have.
Yeah.
Which you have. The life you
no.
monitor was
How's that
huge.
Another one? How's that
huge.
Another one?
Okay.
Here's the biggest takeaway for me, Steve, is you stood your ground. The easiest thing to do is say, okay, I'll just take you all back. That's not what's best for the client. It's not what's best for your practice. So I think this is two good ones and one that you all handled. I think that's a good report. Now, Sam, is there anything else that you need to do when you continue to make these calls? Anything you're going to change?
No, I don't think so. I think just clear communication with Steve where I sense that I might need to leverage him or we might need to lend more credibility to me when that arises. That's pretty unusual. I think that's the first time I've experienced that and so hopefully that's not the norm. But no, I don't think so.
All right, so there's nothing that's going to keep you from making more of those calls.
No. Nope.
All right. Wilson, how'd it go for you?
I think I did one call yesterday morning. It was one I was a little uncomfortable with because it was her son arguing with Steve about what they should do with their assets. And it ended up, I think, I've spoken to her a lot back and forth with Steve, too, so I've known her. And it went well. The son admitted I explained things to him pretty well. I did one joint call a couple weeks ago with Steve where she thought he was handing her off, but at the end that seemed to go okay, too. Maureen Boyd.
Well, he is handing her off. You've got, Wilson, you've got a lot of experience, right?
Yeah.
This is not your first rodeo. You're going to bring a continued high level of service. Again, this is a win for everybody. So, same question that I asked from Sam, for Sam, is there anything to keep you from continuing to make these calls?
Nope, I'll keep doing it.
All right. Now let me just paint a picture. You've been doing. You ever make a cold call?
I have, not a whole lot.
Yeah. Well, this is a lot better than cold calls.
It is.
You're talking to people who have a good feeling about your firm, about Steve, about your team. So what I would encourage you to do is to make these calls with confidence. These people get you're giving these people a higher level of service. You don't need to tell them that, but just know in your own mind, these people are getting a really good deal and getting great guidance. So make these calls with confidence. You're bringing a lot to the table. You with me?
I am.
All right. You play any sports, Wilson, growing up?
I played lacrosse.
Yeah.
Stopped in college. They didn't want me.
Confidence plays a big part in athletics. You're never as good a golfer as you are when you have your best game. You're never as bad as when you have a bad thing here. Go into this with confidence. And what happens, Wilson, is the positive feedback you get brings about more confidence. All right?
All right.
All right, so...
And just to... The explanation was that Wilson is a certified financial planner, designed the work, and should be... Again, I have several years of history, but has the expertise and skill to present, monitor, and execute, and should have a greater role in managing the relationship. Whereas in the past, he's been in the background. So that was the message.
And I've been with you almost 4 years and sitting near you, so that I've known the people.
Yeah, so that was a very, that was the languaging I used.
Okay, it sounds terrific. It sounds terrific. Just an aside, are you going to be doing planning for Steve's clients? Are you going to be like the planner for the team? We one of the things we want to talk about is roles. Are you the planner for the team?
I believe so, yep. I should be.
Steve?
So,
Sam says no.
Sam said no.
Have you ever done a financial plan for me?
What? I haven't done one for you.
Huh?
Do you want one?
Well, I don't know. Maybe. Do you?
Go sell more. There's your plan.
Yeah.
Wilson is a certified financial planner, understands the software, and...
I came in as a WAA also.
Yep, came in as our wealth advisor associate, I think is what those letters stand for. And then it's a... and then in building our book, I get involved in the, here's the order we're going to present, and then everyone else backfills the book.
Okay. Well, this gets one of the things that's going to that differentiates your planning, the planning part of your practice, is your plans are reviewed on a regular basis, and they are fully implemented. That's the backfill you talked about, right, Steve?
Well, if we're doing the regular phone calls with a schedule of topics, then we will hit on all 24 topics or all 8, whatever the hell it is, over the course of 2 years. So we can't help but fully implement all areas of a financial plan. So once we have, we get them into the cycle, the campaign cycle.
Okay. All good. Here's the point I'm trying to make. You all are in a situation, and Wilson, I'll address this as well. Address it to the whole team, and somebody says, how about you're in front of a prospect, and you talk about your planning, and the client says, oh, Wilson, I've already done it. I want you to be able to ask two questions. First of all, you confirm your purpose. Well, Mr. Jones, I'm glad you've done that. May I ask you two questions?
Hey, Ron.
Yeah.
Hey, you're breaking up.
Yeah. I tell you what, Steve, give me a phone number. It's driving me crazy. Give me your phone number, and I'll call you back, and we'll do it off the recorded line.
617-589-3441.
617-589-3441.
You got it.
I'll call you.
Technologies.